crime and safety. Kathleen Purcell. Kathleen Purcell, Blair Park glass pipes being sold in the smoke shop. Glass pipes is only for meth or crack. Aren't they illegal? So why can they sell it at smoke shop? 3 days ago, Middle.30 neighborhoods in crime and safety. Thank reply Middle.14 replies Robert Price, Blair Park Middle.3 days ago, it's a smoke shop. Thank Patrick Saldivar, Cheryl's Middle.3 days ago, because they're not selling the illegal substance that goes inside the pipe. Thank Patrick Saldivar, Cheryl's Middle.3 days ago. I equated to stereo shop selling loudspeakers. Anything over 50 feet that can be heard from your car is a noise pollution ticket, but they're not blaring the music, they're just installing it in your car. Thank Sherry Knight, West North Park Middle.3 days ago. Sorry, but yes, you can smoke weed and wax from glass pipes too. Thank Sandy Hoffman, West North Park Middle.3 days ago. They can get away with it, unfortunately, calling it a water pipe. Thank Kathleen Purcell, Blair Park Middle.3 days ago. Don thought there was an option. Thank Michael Reynoso, E2 Waterman, 40th to 34th Middle.3 days ago. Buy them all. Break them where crackheads congregate. Send a message. Thank Tommy Rodriguez, Muscoy Middle.2 days ago. Everyone has great points, but bottom line is, even if you got rid of all the glass pipes, they will still find ways to smoke it. SMH, sad times we live in. Thank Ryder McLaren, West North Park Middle.2 days ago. Patrick, wow, that's crazy. Thank Brett Thompson, Blair Park Middle.1 days ago. Why don't we take an old mutt and rent space for all evil things like smoke shops, pot dispensaries and massage? This will be the one area in San Bernardino that will be permitted for such business. Then put the bottle and can recycling center in its parking lot. Contain it all in one area, make it easy to monitor. And of course, it will be open 24/7 with plenty of bicycle parking. Thank Robert Price, Blair Park Middle.1 days ago. Brett, that's a great business idea. Also could purchase the old patent property behind the Kmart building to set up encampments for the homeless. To keep them off the freeways. Any ideas how to get this ball rolling before Jan 2018, when recreational marijuana will have storefronts? That building would make a great indoor swap meet for dispensaries doors, all the while bringing a decrepit building back to life. Thank Ryder McLaren, West North Park Middle.1 days ago. Yep, like they do in Holland. Thank Tommy Rodriguez, Muscoy Middle.1 days ago. I really dig those ideas, especially since it involves bringing old buildings back to life. I do got to say though, it sounds a little like tent city for the homeless, like the one in Ontario. I heard they shut that one down though. Come anyway, I hope things start to get better for Muscoy. Thank Ryder McLaren, West North Park Middle.1 days ago. At Brett, Tommy and Robert, I am willing to invest in such an idea. We can get together and talk about it. Also, we can get the city of San Bernardino on board with it and create incentives for those businesses for being under one roof. Thank Kathleen Purcell. Closed the discussion 9 hours ago.